Get your passports ready. We are sending you to Santa Barbara to see Royal Otis. Your chance to win is coming up on the world-famous K-Rock. It is 106.7 K-Rock. It's KROQ. It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. What's up, party people? On the show today, people are dumb. A high-speed chase, a car full of drugs, ends up at Camp Pendleton. Not ideal. What's up with Florida? Another car chase. A homeless man stole a police cruiser. We have the 420 catch of the day, which is on the way. It's our new music feature. And in the 5 o'clock hour, more tickets for you to see Royal Otis in Santa Barbara. Hey, Rock, hello.
Hey, what's up, Kevin?
What's happening?
Winning.
We are sending you to see Royal Otis in Santa Barbara on the K-Rock Party Bus. And I've been on many K-Rock Party Buses. And if I could give you a tip, perhaps don't start drinking hard before the bus leaves, because that can be a long, long trip. But your chance to win is coming up in less than a half hour on K-Rock. It is the world-famous K-Rock, 106.7 KROQ. It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. And if you've heard me talk about car chases, you know my passion for them. I love a good car chase. And Southern California is the king of the car chase. This guy, this is a wild police chase when a guy drove off in a stolen patrol vehicle.
Wild new video tonight shows police pursuing a driver in a stolen patrol vehicle.
It is super weird to see the police chasing the police, but the guy was driving a police vehicle.
This all started with a caller telling police a homeless man.
All right, what's your guess? The homeless man, let's see, was begging for money too aggressively, was cursing at her,
threw a bucket at her car and chased her with a stick.
Threw a bucket at her car and chased her with a stick. I don't think that would be in my top 100 guesses.
Police say when officers tried to detain that man.
All right, so officers tried to detain him. What did he do? Just run away? Smack him with the stick?
He escaped and drove off in a marked police cruiser.
So while police were attempting to detain the man, he literally just jumped in the cruiser, the police cruiser, and took off. So now he's driving a police car with a stick.
CHP eventually took over the pursuit and got him to pull over and surrender.
All right, as car chases go, I mean, it was a strong start with the bucket and the stick and then the police. And then it reached its climax when he took off in a police cruiser. And then after that, it was just lame. Just a reminder, police chases are for us, the TV viewer. Keep that in mind, please. And step it up, homeless guy. With a stick. You get a chance to see Royal Otis in Santa Barbara on K-Rock Road Trip USA, destination number 5. Your chance to win is coming up in 5 minutes on K-Rock. K-Rock, hello.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
This is Alicia. Who's this?
Alicia, it's Kevin Ryder. You're caller 20.
No way.
Yes way.
Are you kidding me?
Not at all.
You, Oh, my God.
You won tickets to go to the K-Rock Party Bus to their Royal Otis's show at the Santa Barbara Bowl on July 9th.
Oh, my gosh, Kevin.
Yes.
You have just made my day.
I'm
going
so
to
glad.
Going to the beach with my dog wasn't enough. Now I get to go on a party bus.
Yep.
Oh, my gosh.
From the Gators out in Tampa to the weirdos in Dade County, wise a man on bat salts wrestling a tree. He proposed to an alligator, then he stole a pink Corolla. What the? It's Kevin Ryder's What's Up with Florida.
Deputies say a black SUV lost control and crashed Saturday.
So it doesn't say he ran into anything. He lost control and flipped his car. I'm not exactly sure how you do that.
Cheyenne Figaro says she saw the crash and pulled over to help.
All right, excellent. A good Samaritan. She sees the guy roll the car. She says, I'm going to stop and get out and help. I love seeing that. Here's the good Samaritan that pulled over to help with her version of what happened.
The guy crashed in next to me as I was driving. So I stopped to make sure he was okay. And when I stopped,
the car exploded. You had to pull him out of the car?
I got out of my car. He ended up taking my car and driving off with it.
Oh, man. She's a good Samaritan, and she pulls over to check on him, and he jumps in her car and drives off. What a dick.
Investigators say the driver stole Figaro's car and took off, but deputies say the stolen car didn't get very far.
The guy got in an accident?
Minutes later, it ended up at a nearby Chick-fil-A.
Sometimes you got to get your chicken on. And I'll never say that again, I promise.
Witnesses say the suspect abandoned the car and walked through the parking lot covered in blood.
Oh, man. Man. There was no mention that he was covered in blood, but he's walking through a parking lot covered in blood.
Witnesses say the man also took a French fry from a child.
He's a monster.
And asked for a milkshake.
Well, I mean, come on, he has to wash the fries down with something.
Deputies say the suspect then ran next door to this Daly's gas station and became combative.
I like that he just abandoned the car and then ran next door to a gas station.
Authorities say they eventually were able to arrest him.
And that suspect was taken to a nearby hospital. We are working to learn his identity and his condition as the investigation remains ongoing.
She pulled over to help and he stole her car. Boom!
Routine traffic stop this week turned into a six-hour manhunt
and ended on Camp Pendleton's base. Details coming up on K-Rock, and people are dumb.
People are dumb. People are dumb. People are dumb. People are dumb.
Routine traffic stop this week turned into a six-hour manhunt.
Yeah, local law enforcement in Orange County tried to pull a suspect over, and the suspect fled and then went to Camp Pendleton and ran the front gate and kept going.
After the driver breached the gates of Camp Pendleton.
Oh, I just said that. Sorry. Spoiler alert.
He and a passenger then jumped out and hid on the base. This happened Thursday evening.
So they jumped out of their car on Camp Pendleton and tried to hide from the police on a military base.
Deputies from the Orange County Sheriff's Department say those two people left their vehicle in base housing.
So they abandoned the car, and there's two of them. Both of them jump out and run different ways and hide.
The NCIS launched a search throughout the camp and issued a temporary shelter-in-place order for nearly 4,000 family members who live on the base.
Let's see, who doesn't look like a Marine?
Until those two people were eventually found.
Maybe not the best hiding place.
During the search, authorities found 51 kilos of cocaine and fentanyl inside the runaway vehicle.
51 kilos of cocaine and fentanyl.
Federal authorities will oversee the investigation, and the suspects will likely face federal charges.
Yeah, the Marines train for battle, and you're just a dumbass with 112 pounds of drugs in your car. Maybe that wasn't a great hiding spot.
Dumbass.
You can see Royal Otis in Santa Barbara on K-Rock's Road Trip USA destination number 5. You will win your way onto the K-Rock Party Bus to their show at the Santa Barbara Bowl on July 9th. Your chance to win is coming up. It is world famous K-Rock. It's Kevin Ryder and Megan Holliday. The 420 catch of the day is on the way. First, it's time for 3 Things at 4.
K-Rock. K-R-O-Q.
3 Things at 4.
1, 2, 3.
Number 1. An 85-year-old Florida man was arrested after deputies clocked him driving his gray Nissan 350Z at 110 miles per hour in a 45 zone while street racing a red Corvette going 125. The man was calmly smoking a cigarillo when he was pulled over. And here is the interaction with him and the police officer.
So is there any reason you guys are street racing? Because you're 110 and he's 125.
No, that guy, he swerved at me.
I was behind you guys since we came from off of Leeds, come out of Leesburg.
He swerved at me and he shouldn't have done that.
Okay.
And, I am out just having a little ride in my favorite car. Yeah, and I'm not about to do anything with anybody, but when somebody swerves at me.
Right?
You were in swerve, but listen. I have it on my dash cam.
I love it. It's like, I'm just out driving my favorite car.
When somebody swerves at me.
Both men were charged with street racing and excessive speeding. Number 2. Meanwhile, in Sacramento, a man stole a patrol car right under the nose of the cops who were on foot looking for him.
In with new video into KCRA 3 tonight showing the moment a barefoot and shirtless suspect ran from police before he's accused of stealing a patrol car leading law enforcement on a chase.
He stole your car! He stole your car!
Live Copter 3 followed that pursuit as the suspect drove all the way to Lodi before he was arrested.
Lodi!
He stole your car!
Oh my God, I loved that so much. And number 3, a woman in Houston was seen on surveillance video robbing a mausoleum with...
What?
With a toddler.
What?
A toddler with her. So here's that story.
Please bring your kid to work day is fun, but if the work in question is robbing a cemetery mausoleum, let's not participate. A West Houston cemetery has become a crime scene. Surveillance video caught a woman stealing jewelry and other valuables from a mausoleum with a toddler by her side. She allegedly targeted glass front cremation niches containing the remains and memorial items of loved ones. Investigators say the woman used a tool to manipulate locks on a protective glass panel. Once she was inside, she allegedly removed jewelry and other valuables, all while a toddler moved alongside her. Authorities say this is not an isolated incident. Roughly a year ago at the same location, the suspect in this surveillance video is believed to be connected to that incident. The woman was described as a, quote, heavyset white female between 30 to 45 years old with dark hair, glasses, and several tattoos on her back. Authorities hope someone recognizes the suspect and comes forward.
Thank God for that report from an 80s girl.
They don't need that gold ring anymore.
No, they
They're
don't.
Dead. I'm Megan Holliday. That was Three Things at 4 on K-Rock.
K-Rock's 420.
Catch of the day.
A monster catch of the day.
This is The Neighborhood. The song is Private. Frontman Jesse Rutherford recorded the lead vocal on his phone. And the song was built around a garage band drum loop. It's about keeping a relationship hidden and low-key. Private is the name of the song. It's The Neighborhood, and it's the 420 catch of the day on K-Rock. That's The Neighborhood. It's called Private. That is the 420 catch of the day on the world-famous K-Rock. I've been on a lot of K-Rock party buses.
I think you're banned from this one.
And it's a great first hour. It's a great hour one. Just don't overdo it. We're giving you a chance to go see Royal Otis and Santa Barbara coming up on K-Rock. It is the world famous K-Rock. We are giving you tickets to the party bus to see Royal Otis and Santa Barbara. And we also have another prize for you.
Yes. So during the 5 o'clock phone topic, it's your chance to see this band at the Greek Theater on July 8th. And that's coming up on K-Rock.
It is the world famous K-Rock. It's Kevin Ryder and Megan Holliday. Did you see the couple that renewed their vows at Taco Bell?
I did see it. And they had their little matching Taco Bell shirts on as well.
They've been married 60 years or something like that. Listen.
When renewing your vows at Taco Bell, your speech will, of course, have to feature spicy food metaphors. But also,
and I will love you for every day that God blessedly grants us together.
A few days ago, 81-year-olds Mickey and Joanne Muehlstein celebrated 60 years of marriage at this Utah location where they have eaten lunch together every day for the past 12 years.
Every day?
Every day for 12 years.
Oh, my God.
Like, I love Taco Bell.
Yeah, sure.
Maybe my favorite, almost my favorite.
Yeah.
Fast food restaurant. But every day for 12 years is crazy.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Our love has been strong enough to survive every twist, and not just cinnamon.
The ceremony was officiated by the district manager as tears were shed by friends and family. I'm not sure more heartfelt words have ever been said in the presence of a Crunchwrap Supreme.
I promise you that no matter what happens, I will never let go in our aging years.
As one of their 8 children, Amy, put it,
I just wish that everyone can have that and find that in life, to have that kind of love for each other.
Now, I've done stories before about a chain restaurant playing a pivotal role in a relationship, like this couple who got engaged at the airport Chili's where they first met.
Will you be coming here next year?
Oh, my God.
But that's different, because that's not an obsession. That's like, oh, that's where we met.
Right.
So let's go back there to celebrate.
Yes.
But this couple, 60 years together. And 12 years they've been going every single day.
It's crazy. I have a friend who is just as obsessed with Taco Bell, and he has kids and everything. And so he does, this is his private thing that he does like every other day.
Doesn't tell the kids,
doesn't tell his wife, goes to Taco Bell, orders the same thing. And
every time.
Yeah, every time. And it's like every other day.
I get in ruts like that where I'll order the same thing from the same restaurant for 3 to 4 months or whatever, and then I get in another
rut. You get over it, yeah. 100%.
All right, so we want to talk about strange obsessions you refuse to give up. strange obsessions you refuse to give up. It's kind of your thing.
Yeah, whatever it is.
People have sort of given you a hard time about it, and you're just like, oh, sorry, that's my thing.
Yeah, I'm doing it.
So the number is 800-520-1067. You call with your stories of your strange obsessions you refuse to give up.
And for the best call or text, got your tickets to see Royal Otis at the Greek Theater on July 8th.
All right, strange obsessions you refuse to give up. 800-520-1067. We're talking strange obsessions you refuse to give up.
310 says, my strange obsession is that I have to sniff my 1989 Ninja Turtle plushie before I go to sleep, because if I don't, I feel like bad luck will happen. 1989. Wow.
We are talking about strange obsessions that you refuse to give up.
And for the best caller, text at 800-520-1067. Got your tickets to see Royal Otis at the Greek on July 8th.
All right. K-Rock, hello.
Very strong obsession for black olives.
Oh my god!
Almost everything.
Ew!
Black olives are Satan's shit.
That's so good.
They're so bad. I couldn't. So bad. I'm repulsed by even looking at them.
Again, strange obsession. I will literally put them like on my burgers and my burritos. Oh. I will put them on bread. I will eat them with almost, except for ice cream, but I will eat them with almost anything.
Do you put them in a drink? Good. Any kind of drink?
I used to actually drink them when I was little. I used to drink them with my orange juice. I don't know why. But
wow. So you've liked black olives since you were a child.
Oh, yeah. My dad would literally buy olives, and he would buy a second one just for me so I could sit there and eat them with a spoon at the table while the rest of the table would have to split the one thing of olives.
Oh, man. Wow. You're ruining perfectly good food items every day of your life.
But they're delicious.
No. They're just, that's objectively false.
And I'm strange.
K-Rock, hello.
Yes, I eat Oscar Mayer bologna, and I've done this since my childhood, and now my kids do it, and I'm embarrassed. I don't want anybody to know it.
Oh, my God.
I don't even eat it like a sandwich. I just eat it.
Just eat it
out
straight.
Of the package.
Oh, just slice by slice.
Not even the beef one. The one that's made of who knows what.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, you don't want to ask what that's made out of, even.
I don't want to know because it's so delicious, and I don't want to tell anybody. I don't like, my friends are going to recognize my voice, and I'm embarrassed.
And so do you sneak it, like, you know, do you hide it in the fridge? Do you live with someone?
Yeah, well, my kids, I have my two sons, and the one, like, I've seen him also grab it out of the package and stuff it in his mouth.
Uh-oh.
And you were like, that's my proudest moment as a parent.
Yes, and I'm like, crap, what did I do? Like, he's going to bring this, like, it's going to just go on in our family forever.
Oh, my God.
It's gross, but it's so delicious.
K-Rock, hello, you have a strange obsession?
Well, my friend does.
Let's hear it.
For over 4.5 years, this person has gone to McDonald's every single day, multiple times a day, and bought a large Coke. Like 4 or 5 times a day.
Do they get food as well or just a Coke?
Just the Coke.
I had a friend who used to be absolutely that way with Diet Coke.
Yeah.
But she could kind of get it anywhere. It didn't have to be McDonald's.
Right. Yeah. No. This is McDonald's. And sometimes I'll be on the phone and one time I yelled, "Diet!" And he wound up with a Diet Coke. He was so mad.
I love that kind of friend. Love it. All right, 800-520-1067. The topic is strange obsessions that you refuse to give up.
And for the best caller text, you're going to see Royal Otis at the Greek on July 8th.
It is K-Rock. You have a strange obsession you refuse to give up.
714 says, I smoke 2 or 3 cigarettes a month. I'm 65 with all kinds of diseases and really enjoy those smokes. Oh, my God. Quit, please.
The beaches on K-Rock, strange obsessions you refuse to give up.
626 said, it's the urge of wanting to drink the juice from pickle jars or my olives and then following through when my partner is not watching. Oh, my God. What is wrong with people?
Talking about strange obsessions you refuse to give up.
818 says, obsessed with gum. I chew it constantly and can't live without it. Drives the family crazy, especially my teenagers. Listen, it's all in how you chew.
Yeah, exactly.
If you're the obnoxious chew, no.
We've been talking about strange obsessions you refuse to give up. You have a story like that?
Yes, sir, I do. Well, I'd like to start off with I'm Mexican.
Okay.
The pickled carrots.
every time I go to a Mexican restaurant, like, I even take a bag to go just so that I can munch on them later.
Wait, they have pickled carrots?
Oh, yeah. I've had these.
Yeah.
At different taco stands and stuff. And you get, like, the radishes and all that.
Onions and jalapenos.
Yep.
Like, my favorite are the carrots.
So do you do, like, sneaky pickled pocket carrots?
Solid question, first of all.
Like I got a little mini fridge in my cube, so, like, I'll have them stashed there, and I'll munch them throughout the day.
Wait, at work?
So, yeah, at work. I got my own little cube.
Did you get that just for the pickled carrots?
I mean, with my lunch, because I throw it in my lunch all the time, but
that's a solid
guess.
When
I don't have food, I stay healthy with pickled carrots.
K-Rock, hello.
Okay, well, you ever seen the commercial with Frank's Red Hot sauce? Well, it's with the shredded cheese. You see, one time I tried it, and ever since then, I would keep going back to get it and putting it on my quesadilla, my grilled cheese sandwich. And then I started doing that for a while, for several months. And then suddenly I discovered that at my local Ralph, they don't have it anymore. And now I'm mad.
Oh, no, it's a disaster.
Sauce, cheese.
All right, how are you coping?
Well, I mean, I've substituted for the Cholula shredded cheese, and then also there was the Reaper, Carolina Reaper cheese.
All right, well, we wish you luck.
Yes.
On your journey.
All the best.
K-Rock, hello.
Pickles. Anything pickles. I eat pickles. I've had cotton candy pickles.
Gross.
I love to have in the summer.
Wait, you put pickles on cotton or in cotton candy?
No, it was cotton candy flavor.
Oh,
by pickles.
No, how?
No, it was actually really good. I got it at Hobby Lobby. It was really good.
Hobby Lobby.
But in the summer, in the summertime too, I like to cut up pickles with watermelon and put some tahini on it. I mean, I even like it with peanut butter. If you just dip some your pickle in peanut butter.
Are we still talking about food?
God help.
Wow.
This got so out of control.
Did she get that at an arts and crafts store?
Yeah, dude. Hobby Lobby. Along with her glitter, you know?
What the hell?
The cotton candy pickles.
All right, how do we pick? I feel like we need to pick by embarrassment level.
Yeah, so that would be Baloney. She was very...
Oh,
yeah,
right.
I don't even know if we should say her name because
Let's
she
not.
Wanted to keep it concealed.
Yeah, we'll just...
So.
We'll just call her Larry.
Hi, Larry.
Hello, my name is Larry.
So you seemed very embarrassed by this baloney thing.
Because I don't tell anybody. I'm looking at I opened my refrigerator. I'm looking at it right now. I'm so embarrassed.
Staring you in the face. Yeah, the amount of shame that you held, like,
yes.
I really felt for you.
Agreed.
And I appreciate
it. Because my son is going to take it on, and I already see him do it. I'm like, crap, how did I do that?
Listen, it could be worse food for you.
Yeah, it could be.
I know.
It's not great.
I'm the reason, like, Target has it now, because I wrote to the customer service, and they always had the beef bologna. That was gross.
Oh, my God, you wrote to the store?
Wow.
Well,
customer service, now they have the red one.
Your obsession with bologna has just won you tickets to see Royal Otis at the Greek Theater on July 8th.
I can't believe it. You finally done me some good.
Yeah, bologna for the win.
Congratulations. We want to put you on the K-Rock party bus to Royal Otis at the Santa Barbara Bowl on July 9th.
So make that happen. Your shot to win is coming up at 6 on K-Rock.